Hello and welcome to What is New in Microsoft 365 and Teams for the 21st March to the 4th of April. We've got some updates for Forms, Lists, OneDrive, Outlook, SharePoint, Teams. We have a quick look around Microsoft 365 and some news about an Xbox Game Pass family plan. Look at the bottom of the screen, folks. It gives you an idea of what the update is. A tick tells you you can do this now. The snoozed alarm tells you it's been delayed. That item with a bite out of it, I think it's a piece of chocolate, is just a bite-sized update, and that telescope's looking a little bit further into the future. If you are watching this on YouTube, please subscribe, give me a thumbs up. It just really helps with the YouTube algorithms. But for now, folks, I'm Mark Thompson, and we are going to get started. Let's have a quick look at Forms. So the Forms portal page experience is getting an update. So that just basically means when you open Microsoft Forms, what you see is going to get a facelift. So first of all, you're going to find create forms and create quiz more separate, because they're kind of bundled together a little bit, aren't they? Templates is going to be, Microsoft say is going to be lit up on the portal page. I think that just means it's going to be easier to find. Also, the My Forms, so it's a bit weird, isn't it? You go there and actually to see your stuff, you've got this little button to click at the bottom. There's a kind of split experience. You have to go somewhere else to see all the rest of your stuff. So hopefully it's going to address that a little bit. And your collections are going to be a little bit easier to find. So the collections, remember folks, so if you've, I don't know, maybe you work in HR and you've got 200 forms that you have going out to the company. You know, some are for satisfaction, some are like social type stuff, some is, I don't know, other stuff. So you can put these together into collections and make it easier for you to organize. So they're going to be easier to find. I don't have any pictures for you. I do apologize. I'll make sure that I share that on the blog post. This is due mid-April to mid-May this year. If you're interested in that, folks, go over to the blog and you'll see a full update on that. And if I can get a screenshot, I will add that as well. A couple of quick ones. Microsoft Forms app in Teams. So in a Teams meeting, you can use Microsoft polls. You get three question types. My favorite from a engagement type of view is the word cloud. It works really well with your audience. So if you haven't tried that out, folks, do that. And when you look at it in there, you see like little polls at the top, and you click on it and you get your polls. And it's got a little forms icon. But when you add it, you add forms, not polls. And then once you've added forms, and then it appears as polls. I think they're going to just iron out that little kink. That's due by the end of the month. Microsoft Lists, what do we have? The custom list templates has been delayed. So as well as these ones from Microsoft here, you see the ones from your organization. That's been pushed back just a little bit, mid-April into mid-June. So Outlook. So Mailtips will recommend addressing accessibility issues with your email before you send them. So the Mailtip is going to start throwing up things that you can do to make your emails more usable and more accessible to people who are receiving them. And also, if you look at the screen now, you can see that we've got some settings here. This one I think is particularly good. So with accessibility, it's easy to, how do I put this? It's easy to trip up and not meet people's needs. And what's great is that people can say that they prefer accessible content, okay? And then you can tell Outlook just to look out for those people, and it will just help you create, just be a better email sender, okay? To have a look at the options, go to File Options, Ease of Access, Accessibility Checker Options, and then you can have a look at the options there. That, folks, is due late July 2022. I've left in that statement, rolling out to the semi-annual channel. You know I don't like to use jargon, but to some of you that might mean something. What I would say with these updates that come to the full installed version of any Office application is to take the dates with a massive pinch of salt, because of course there's the scope for Microsoft being delayed, but then your organizations might have their own way of rolling stuff out. So look out for that, folks. It may or may not come to you in July, but we'll see. Okay, so what else do we have? The immersive reader for Outlook desktop. Again, you'll see the date at the end, but take it with a huge pinch of salt. Now, if you're used to using the immersive reader in, say Teams or Word, then this will be familiar to you. But it means that you can use the read aloud, so it will read your emails to you and show you which word is being read. You can modify the spacing, the color, and make it a nice experience. I think that's a really nice update. Massively, when you think about it, how overdue is this? But anyway, go to your view menu, immersive reader, and you can select your options. That again is due 22nd of July. That's going to come at the same time as that previous one, I think. But a really nice little addition. So that's for two updates there. One for you being a better sender, and one to make it easier for you to read what you receive. What do we have now? So, available now. For some people, this depends on your organization. You can hit this button in the top right hand corner. So what is coming soon? And you got this try it now option. So you might have seen this in the past. So you got something coming soon. They pop up this little button. And if you switch it on, you'll see what's coming soon. Now, what this is my full fat version. Actually, this is a Microsoft screenshot, but in my full fat version of my Outlook, my calendar, my people, all my stuff, it's moved from being at the bottom. So use your imagination a little bit, just scroll down a bit from there. It's at the bottom, but actually it's moved up to here. Oops, it's moved up to here. And I think I prefer that because it's kind of where your eye is. But what I will say, although I like it, it's a bit out of just muscle memory. I keep looking at the bottom and I have to remember to go back up there. But folks, look out for that. I think that's quite a nice little change, because a lot of stuff is going into that top left hand corner, isn't it? A lot of little menus go up there, so I think it's right that they're aligning it. What do we have? Apart from the fact we've got a wonky icon on the left hand side, we've got delayed suggested replies for Outlook on the web, but that might come anytime now. Look out for that. Another wonky icon. We've got a groups icon here. So if we look at, instead of this being like a book icon, so this is for groups in that you look at in Outlook on the web. So this icon here has been changed. I think it used to be like little books, or looked like little books. Look out for that. It's going to get a more appropriate icon on those people. That's due anytime now. Let us get over to SharePoint. So this apparently isn't due just yet, but I see it in both tenants that I'm in. A couple of things. So when I go to SharePoint, you've got this bar here. So first of all to note, look, this has got the nice easy access into lists. Now, one organization I see don't have even have that yet, but they do have this second one. But look out for that nice easy way to get into your lists. But let's get back to this. Little plus sign. Here we can create a new SharePoint site, a Word document, Excel spreadsheets, presentations, a new notebook, or go into create a new list as well. So predictably, depending on what you click, it then jumps off to SharePoint, goes to the appropriate app, goes to OneNote, or goes to list. So what happens when you click it, it will go to the appropriate launch experience for that application. So available now for many, but might be as late as mid-May for the rest of us. And moving on to Teams, the restore option for deleted tags. Let me just talk about tags for a second. So imagine you've got your team, you've got your channels, and maybe you've got three or four people that work in the training area, and you want to talk to those people. So talk to those people. What you could do is do a little curly out sign and at mention those people. Okay, or you can create a tag where you just call this tag XYZ project and associate those people with the tag, and then you do at mention XYZ project, and anyone that's hooked up to that tag, they will be at mentioned that way. So it's a nice easy way of bundling people together, and kind of instead of creating like a channel for them, you can kind of slice and dice your people really well. So that works well. Anyway, if someone deletes it, okay, and you might have, depending on how you've got it set up, you might have quite, I like having quite open kind of permissions, and I like to make sure stuff goes right because people know how to use it, they know what to do, and they know what not to do. But sometimes people might delete it. Now, what do you do about that? In the old days, you'd have to recreate it, but if you go to Manage Team, Manage Tags, they're going to appear here under your deleted section for 30 days. Now, of course, the ability to restore that depends on what permissions you've got in your settings for people to manage tags. But folks, that is due early April to early June. I don't know why that window is so big. But look out for that. If you're a tag user, that's quite nice. This one, I'm not so sure about this. There's a couple of thoughts on it. Let me start by zooming in and showing you something. So look at this. There's a handful of these apps which have got a padlock next to them. And the reason that they've got a padlock next to them is because they've been blocked by the organization, but they're going to start surfacing. Now, of course, this depends on your organization's settings, but they're going to start surfacing. That little padlock shows that they've been blocked. Now, what this means is that you're going to be able to request approval. So you click on one of those padlocked apps, request approval, and then that will go off to your team's admin, and they decide whether they're going to approve or not approve it. So I guess I'm not sure what your organization is going to think about those block things being surfaced and those requests coming in, but it's useful from the other way. How do they know what their people want? I guess this means that people can put those requests in and they can see how popular a blocked app is, and then maybe they can revisit which apps are available to you. Anyway, folks, that is due late April to early May. What else do we have? Nice, easy navigation to all your Microsoft Teams files from OneDrive. It's been pushed back a little bit into maybe to late May. Let me just have a closer look at this with you. So I want you to picture you navigating around navigating your Teams. So you go to Teams, go to the Teams app, go to your team, go to a channel, click on the files tab, and then you can look at your files. Or with this change, you just go to your OneDrive, click on more places, and then you got this new section here called your teams, which will look at the back end where your files really are, and you can access all your files across all the teams that you're in from this one place. I absolutely love this update, but you're gonna have to wait a little bit longer, so maybe at the end of the month, but it might be as late as late May. Getting the ability to create DocuSign requests using the Compose extension right inside Microsoft Teams, due anytime now. Update for side-by-side reporter and standout presenter modes. Be interesting, folks. I wonder how many of you are using this. So this is the ability to have your camera overlaying your presentation, or kind of having them, you're in a corner and your presentation up here, or overlaid, or whatever you want in Teams. I don't think I've seen that used in a live environment, as in a real presentation. I think that's quite skilled. Now, I'm super comfortable with Teams and presenting. But I think it'd be a good presenter who makes that look good, who can keep eye contact and has their video feed quite large, keeps eye contact with the camera, and does a good job of that. So I'd love to see that done really well. I think it'd be something that you'd maybe have to really practice that presentation. Anyway, you're getting this new button here, this customize, and you get a lot more choices, the sizes and how much you set it up. So you're going to get a lot more choice over that. If you use that, look out for this, folks. Anytime now, maybe another couple of weeks or so, but anytime soon, you're going to get that, folks. Quite a nice update if that's your thing. Loop components in chat. So a couple of things. It's getting rolled out to the web version of Teams. Also, the file extension. So you know, folks, that if you click that loop button, so you're having a chat with some colleagues, and you click that loop button, you say, I don't know, I want a bulleted list. You get a file in your OneDrive that you control, that is shared with those other people. Now, when I tell people about this, I say you got a loop component, and then you have to look for your loop components in your OneDrive to manage it, and you have to look for a file called .fluid. And that it's just one more thing for your users to remember, isn't it, your colleagues to remember. It's getting a new file name. It's going to be called .loop, which I think is a really nice tidy up, and I think they've done that quite quickly. Look out for that, folks. That is coming soon. Text predictions for Teams Mobile on Android. That is coming between any time now, but is into late May. And you can see here, you go into the settings, you can decide to turn this on or off if you want to. Disappointed to see the co-organizer role in Microsoft Teams meeting getting pushed back to late May. So this is the ability to add 10 co-organizers. Maybe you organize meetings for somebody else, or someone does them for you, or maybe you're organizing some training. And what happens if you can't make it? Then the person that takes over, then they've got very little control over that meeting. Depending on how you set it up, that could cause some real problems, right? Anyway, so co-organizers are coming soon. Push back a little bit, but the middle of May, end of May next. So what's that? Next month. So look out for that, folks. Real nice. Transcripts in your one-to-one. I should have taken out that voiceover IP. I kind of left it in because maybe you know what it means. This is just, you're having a call on Teams, okay? So you're not dialing out or no one's dialing in. It's just between you and a colleague or whoever it is, just one-to-one call on Microsoft Teams. And maybe for whatever reason, you know, you want to turn on transcript, it might be easier than taking notes, whatever reason. It is due between now and mid-April. So anytime in the next week or so, you should see that. The new Fluent Emoji Style has been pushed back a little bit, but should be here by the end of the month. They just look nicer and they're more inclusive. End of the month for that. Let's have a look around Microsoft 365. So I noticed this a couple of weeks ago for the first time, recommended files. So I went into Word or PowerPoint. I'm not sure which one it was. Anyway, I had this new section here called Recommended for You. And it shows me content based on what I've looked at in the past and what my colleagues are doing. So that's quite nice. And you should have that now if you go and have a look. Microsoft Forms. I don't know why I didn't talk about this when I was talking about forms earlier. So the split sending and sharing entry points. So you're getting this new send button. That's to send it to recipients to fill it in for you. If you click on the three little dots, then you're going to get the ability there to collaborate. So let's say you've got a really big form. You got some nice artwork on the back. You got nice banners. You got branching off. You got all sorts of stuff going on. Sometimes you might work with a colleague. And to do that, you do a collaboration share. Now a collaboration share and the end user share, that those were kind of a bit mixed before. So this is quite nice, but it's due, push back a little bit, but should be here by the end of April. Moving your shortcuts in OneDrive. So it might be, folks, that you have, I don't know, you work on a certain topic that surfaces in multiple different areas across SharePoint. So this means that you can just add it, add a shortcut to your OneDrive, maybe create a folder called the Watch and McCall It Project, and you can move all those shortcuts in. That is coming by the end of April. That's a really nice little change. Delayed update to the conversations results in Microsoft Search on Bing. Bit of a mouthful. This just means that when you do a search for a conversation, you're going to see your Teams and your Outlook stuff all in one place. And you can see that Yammer has been pushed into its own tab. End of April for that. Now this has been pushed back, so it might be pushed back to mid-April, maybe a little bit more. But I showed you this earlier, didn't I? This is this entry into lists that has been added to SharePoint. Now I have it in one environment, but not another. And it just means that you click on it, you can see all your recent lists and your favorites as well. So look out for that, folks. You may already have that, but it might be pushed back by a week or so. What do we have here? So I don't talk about Xbox and gaming much, but just want to flag this in case you haven't seen it. So if you're if you use Xbox Game Pass, you know that it's great value. But if you've got a couple of kids, for them to have access, like myself and my kids, one of them uses the Xbox, and then with my account, I can go on the computer. I pay for the other kid, and it's just a bit of a mess about now. I think it's going to be up to 5, so Windows Central talked about this, and then Windows Weekly talked about it. No details yet, but if you're an Xbox person, and especially if you've got friends or family who you live with, look out for that. I think it's going to be a super tip. Okay, so I want to tell you about a webinar that I'm doing with the Inform team. It's all about well-being at work. So there's a couple of presenters on there, and I'm going to focus on how Microsoft 365 and Teams can help you with your well-being. So this is something that's important to me. I can easily, between my commitments and my blog and everything else, I can easily spend 10 hours sitting in this chair, maybe 12 if I'm not careful. So I need to really look after this. So how can technology help you balance that out? So look out for this webinar. It is technology, friend or foe. We're with the Inform team. Go to the notes of the video or the podcast and click on that link and you read all about it. And it'd be great. Sign up for it. It's free. So sign up and then just see what we've got to say about that. And it'd be great if you come and join me on that. So it's time to wrap up, folks. As always, you can check out Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, whatever podcast player you use. Go to the blog, you can sign up for the newsletter. However you want to get these updates, it's up to you. But for now, folks, we are done. Thank you for watching and listening, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.